This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Ukraine's President Zelensky is in Washington warning that Ukraine isn't Vladimir Putin's only target.
His real target is the freedom. Freedom people enjoy from Warsaw to Chicago to Yokohama.
The AP's Donna Warder on why President Zelensky is in Washington.
The president of Ukraine visits Capitol Hill today as President Joe Biden's request for an additional $110 billion aid package is at serious risk of collapse in Congress. The aid package would be for Ukraine, Israel, and other national security needs. But Republicans are insisting on strict U.S.-Mexico border security changes in exchange for that aid. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will meet privately with senators and new House Speaker Mike Johnson, then talk with Biden at the White House.
Israel is facing global calls for a ceasefire in its war with Hamas, but it's pressing ahead with its offensive against Hamas that it says could go on for weeks or months. Can former President Trump be prosecuted on charges he plotted to overturn the 2020 election results? Special Counsel Jack Smith is asking the Supreme Court.
A federal judge this month rejected claims by Trump's lawyers that, as an ex-president, he's immune from federal prosecution. His trial is set for March. Trump has signaled he will ask a federal appeals panel to reverse that ruling. Smith, in turn, is looking to bypass that court and wants the high court to rule quickly. That reflects his desire to keep the case on track and avoid delays that could push the trial until after next year's election. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Firefighters in New York say they did not find anybody trapped in the rubble last night after a corner of a Bronx apartment building collapsed. Two people slightly hurt getting out of the building. This is AP News. Now to a man accused of killing seven people at a July 4th parade in suburban Chicago last year. The AP's Norman Hall with this story.
A man charged in a 4th of July parade shooting plans to represent himself at trial. Robert Cremo III is accused of killing seven people at a July 4th parade in suburban Chicago last year. Charges against Cremo include first-degree murder, attempted murder, and aggravated battery. Dozens of people, including children, were injured in the shooting in Highland Park, Illinois. Cremo fired his public defenders and said he plans to represent himself at trial, which is slated to begin in February. Judge Victoria Rossetti asked Cremo if he understood the possible penalties, including consecutive life sentences, if a jury finds him guilty. She suggested he reconsider his choice to represent himself. I'm Norman Hall.
The Dow gained 157 points yesterday. The S&P rose 18 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.